Welcome, everyone. I'm Carrie St. Jean, and I'm the National Manager of Child, Youth, and Family Services at CNIB, and I'll be your host for today's webinar, How the Project Aspira website can support friends and family as they encourage loved ones in planning for their futures. Today's guest is Dr. Karen Wolf, a counselor and author who contributed much of the Project Aspira content. In today's discussion, I shall ask Dr. Wolf a series of questions related to the best uses of the website for service providers and friends and family. If I miss something that is of particular concern of yours, please feel free to send your questions directly to Dr. Wolf at kwolffe@austin.rr.com, and she will respond at her earliest convenience. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you very much, Carrie. I appreciate the introduction. I'd just like to share with everyone that as I speak with you today, you'll be able to follow along visually as I move through the site if you like. However, I shall also describe each page and the content embedded on it for those who will just listen to the audio program of this webinar. When you arrive at the Project Aspira website, www.projectaspira.com, you're on the home page. At the top of the page, you are provided with options to either skip to the content, change the contrast, change text size, or choose French rather than English as your default language. The second line of the web page provides a heading with a blurb about Project Aspira and the WBU, or World Blind Union, logo. The next line down is perhaps one of the most important lines for you on the page. It's the navigation bar with tabs. They are labeled Your Career, Service Providers, Friends and Family, Employers, Multimedia, and Resources. The next line contains a banner with quotes which change each time you come up onto the website, and another quick description of Project Aspira follows on the next line, as well as an option to choose to go directly to the success stories, which are literally interviews with individuals who are blind or have low vision and discuss their careers. Finally, at the bottom of this home page, you'll see four audience options with annotations. They are planning your career, which is the audience option for individuals who are career seekers or job seekers themselves. The next audience option is service providers, followed by friends and family, and employers. Each of those annotations ends with a button, which you can choose to go directly to that audience-driven content. In this case, we'll be visiting friends and family section. Right at the bottom of the page, the very, very bottom of the page, is the trailer kind of information that you would expect there, copyright information, options for the visitor to collect information about World Blind Union or the Canadian National Institute of the Blind, a description of site accessibility, a web site map for you, as well as a notation that indicates that CNIB was in fact a program partner on the development of this site, and an acknowledgement of the Ontario Trillium Foundation, who provided the fiscal support for the development of the website.
Great. Thank you, Karen. Can you perhaps tell the audience today how the site can help friends and family members of people who are blind or partially sighted, and which content is most critical to them?
Thank you, Carrie. I'd be happy to share a little bit about how the site can best help friends and family members. I think the first thing to recognize is that you can enter that section of information either through that first navigation bar that I mentioned near the top of the home page, or through the annotated audience button called Visit the Friends and Family section, which I'm going to just hit to get us there. What happens when you come to this home page is that you see very quickly a blurb about who you are. Some of the most important people, frankly, in the support network for people who are visually impaired. The individuals that you care about. And this content leads you to perhaps the first thing you ought to read on this website, which is called the Career Development Process. It's a hyperlink that you can click on, and it will take you directly to important content that describes how the career development process actually works and helps relatives in particular, parents in particular, understand the very, very important needs that young children have in terms of developing career awareness. So this career development process involves 6 stages. The first 4 are the stages that are more critical for children and youth. So these will be of most interest, I think, frankly, to parents and individuals who are working with children and youth. The career awareness stage, career exploration, career preparation, and career placement. These stages roughly follow from preschool into primary, and the expectation is that coming out of secondary, moving into post-secondary, we see young adults placed into jobs and careers that they will likely engage in for the rest of their lives. So hopefully you can read that and take a minute to see where your loved one is in terms of this entire process. The second thing to point out to you here is that there is a navigation bar on the left-hand side of the screen which shows you the major chunks of content that are within each of these areas. In this case, you can see on the left that I've highlighted the career development process, which we just visited. And next I'm going to choose the second subset of information called Using This Site. This is a great place for people to go next because it gives you a very clear entry point for the relative or friend you are concerned about. The first 2 options, relatives who are blind, relatives with partial sight, are meant to be there for individuals who are working with an adult or who are friends with an adult and who are trying to support that adult in the process of getting into a career or re-careering after loss of vision. And those 2 options will be important for parents to read who are the parents of teenagers or young adults to ensure that they are on target with regard to the skills they need to have in place to move into their careers. But this morning I'm going to focus primarily on this third option, which is called Using This Site with a Child, because it's my expectation that most of the listeners will in fact be individuals who are working with children and youth. This option takes you, this choosing a site, using this site with a child, takes you to a page that describes how the website can really, really help whether you are working with a very young child or whether you are working with a primary school or secondary school individual or even, frankly, post-secondary. So here you see that the website content leads you to a section called Living Independently. And this section provides some very, very relevant information for parents and caregivers of young people because it covers topics like taking care of yourself, taking care of your home, getting around in the community, or what we refer to often as orientation and mobility skills, communication skills, speaking up for yourself or self-advocacy. And these are the content areas that most of us who are working with and care about young people are concerned about as they are growing up and exiting out of school and into their careers. I point these sections out to you for twofold purpose. I want to share with you that each of these sections includes important checklists that you may want to take a look at, resources that you may want to take a look at, and tip sheets that will help, particularly in the communication skills area, where all of the tip sheets that deal with literacy and numeracy concerns can be found. So I simply wanted to point those out to you quickly. I want to take you, though, on back onto this page that talks about using the website to help children and adolescents. This page leads you from the Living Independently section into what we call Learning and Education. And this is the second probably most important area for all of you who are concerned about children and youth. This gives you an opportunity to learn about education and learning needs of preschoolers, primary students, secondary students, or post-secondary students, and frankly is well worth visiting. The preschooler section gives you links to competencies that children need to acquire who are getting ready to come into school. Likewise, the section on primary students will take you right through the critical competencies these youngsters need to learn, and so on and so forth, right up to the post-secondary students, which we break out into academic and vocational training program-oriented students. So if you are truly concerned about children and families, these are the critical areas for you to take a look at. And then finally, on the home page in Friends and Family, I want to point out to you that we have put in resources specific to friends and families. And this link takes you literally to annotated resource links for content that we believe is particularly relevant to friends and family. So I'm going to pause here and see if there are any other questions.
Okay, thank you, Karen. So, next question, where would parents and family members or friends refer children and youth or adults who would like information on the site?
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to respond to the question about where folks should send the people that they care about. I would always encourage parents and service providers who work with friends and families to send young people in particular, but also adults, to the section called Your Career and the Living Independently section in particular. As I mentioned, this section has wonderful content related to what we call personal management skills or living and taking care of yourself. This includes a checklist on personal management skills, the kinds of skills that individuals need to learn before they are ready, frankly, to successfully be on their own. Grooming and hygiene skills, for instance, and resources to teach any of those skills that may be deficient or need refining. Same thing with home and personal management, home management skills. These are the skills literally for taking care of your home, taking care of your room when you are a child, and include organizational skills, shopping skills, and here we have included a checklist for individuals to see whether or not they have the competencies that they need to have in order to move successfully forward. And again, resources to remediate if there's a need for remediation of any of those home management skills. The orientation and mobility section, or how to get around in the community, is similarly designed with a checklist and resources. And then, as I mentioned earlier, I think one of the most critical areas for young people and adults, especially adults who are adventitiously visually impaired, is this section called Communication Skills, which provides tip sheets on all of the literacy and numeracy skills that are critical for readers, writers, listeners, speakers, and people who are using their calculation skills without vision or with impaired vision, people who are partially sighted. And these tip sheets provide information for individuals who are partially sighted as well as individuals who are totally blind. So well worth taking a look at, and again, we include resources here. Speaking up for yourself, we revert back to the pattern that we used previously with providing checklists for self-advocacy skills and resources to support individuals in acquiring those skills. And then, as I mentioned earlier, this whole section on learning and education, which is critical for youth and adults. I'll just quickly point out to you that in the skills and knowledge needed by post-secondary students, for example, we have provided checklists for individuals to come through and look at whether they intend to go into academic programs following high school, college, or university, what kinds of things they need to get accomplished in advance of moving into those programs. And so these checklists, whether they are going into academic programs or vocational programs, literally walk them through the types of things they need to do in advance of moving into those environments. So these are really critical pieces of information that they'll want to take a look at. I also think that it is important for young people and adults who are visually impaired to take a look at the kinds of things we share on this website with employers, because I think that they need to see inside the heads, if you will, of the people who are going to consider them for employment in the future. And so to learn what we have shared with employers, to understand that employers really don't know much about blindness or partial sight, and they need to be prepared to respond to their questions, particularly with regard to concerns that employers have, safety concerns, productivity concerns, concerns about how people who are blind or have partial sight are going to access information, which gives them information about low vision, gives them information about blindness specific adaptations and accommodations, including assistive technology. And then finally, the concerns that employers have about how blind and partially sighted people are going to get around in the environment. We also provide for employers, and it's important for everyone who visits this website, information about people. So if you visit the success stories, you will see right away that there are stories up there that are about successfully employed blind and visually impaired people. Aaron, Carla, Ken, Chelsea, Phil, and Chris are all adults successfully working either without vision or with impaired vision, and doing so very, very successfully. I think of particular importance here for individuals who are working with or who are young people, students and adults of children and youth. You'll be particularly interested in Connor's story. Connor is a high school student who is a co-op student and interested in growing up to be a chef. And in this interview, there is both information that Connor shares about her experience, but also information shared by her supervisor, her employer, in the co-op situation. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for young people and parents to see what really can become a reality for them. So, anything else you'd like to know, Carrie?
Well, only if there's any other resources that you'd like to highlight that will assist children and youth with exploring their careers and inspiring them as they contemplate their future.
Well, I'd really like to take just 1 minute to point out some of the tools that I think are particularly helpful to children teenagers and adults, and certainly to their friends and family to be aware of these, because I think that you'll find that some of these tools, particularly the self-assessment tools, will be of particular interest. And if you can't remember where you've seen them on the website, I just want to show you a quick and easy way to get to them, which is to type into the search box on the homepage for Project Aspiro or the homepage for Friends and Family, for example, where I am at the moment, some of the keywords. So I'm going to plug in career education to the search box up above here on the Friends and Family homepage. Hit the search option by typing in the word and then hitting enter. And you'll see right at the very top of the list comes up a Word document called Career Education Competencies Checklist. And I think this is one of those tools that I would recommend that individuals download for themselves or for the children, youth that they are working with, so that they can literally come through and take a look at their competencies and make sure that they have them before they move into the next environment that they are moving into, whether that's primary school, secondary school, post-secondary, or work. The Career Education Competencies Checklist, the Transition Competencies Checklist, and the Strengths Problems Checklist are all variations on a theme. The Career Education Competencies Checklist for children and youth, the Transition Competencies Checklist specifically to young adults in transition from school to work, and the Strengths Problems Checklist for adults. These can be downloaded as either Word documents or as text-only documents for individuals who would prefer to use screen reader technology to complete them, or who would like to Braille them out and use Braille iterations. So I wanted to point out that those three tools in particular are of great relevance to youth and adults whose families and friends may be visiting this site. I also want to point out to parents in particular and other friends and family members the importance of downloading, which you can copy right from the site, the tip sheets, the checklists, and to encourage you to visit those success stories and the resources. I will point out one thing in particular. On this home page for Project Aspiro in Friends and Family, there is an option to go to the Friends and Family resources, which I showed you earlier. There's also an option right at the bottom of the left nav bar or all the way to the right on the top nav bar for resources, and this link is a resources in general link, which will take you to a page which gives you the option to look at different kinds of resources, not just resources that we think are particularly relevant for friends and family, but for anyone visiting the website. All of these are annotated with keywords listed so that you can see the kinds of things that you would want to search for if you forget the name of the resource but you wanted to get back to it, just to type that into the search box that's on each page as you scroll through. And I think the only other thing to mention, well, no, two things. I should not jump just yet. Multimedia, where there are some wonderful audio interviews discussing things like independent living, orientation and mobility, the importance of strong communication skills. All of these are webinars that we've had permission to share with you from the Hadley School for the Blind. Likewise, a great audio interview on preparing for college called College Bound, Are You Ready? Another Hadley seminar that is available under Learning and Education. Some specific webinars that are included under Preparing for Work, Blindness on the Job, What Color is Your Parachute, which is actually a delightful interview with Dick Bowles, the author of that particular book. Secrets of Successful Job Interviews, Career Opportunities for Youth with Visual Impairments. This is an audio webinar that I did for Hadley. And then two more that I want to mention: preparing for a job interview, writing effective resumes, and creative ways to find job leads. These are all available under the option for multimedia, as well as an easy way to link to success stories. If you happen to be on multimedia, you don't have to bounce back. You can simply link from here. And then, of course, we will add under multimedia the webinars. There was a webinar that we did yesterday, which was focused specifically on service providers. Today's webinar, which Carrie has been so kind as to facilitate with me, focused on friends and family, and a third webinar, which will be recorded as well, which is for individuals who are ready to start investigating their careers and looking for work themselves. All of these will be posted under the multimedia resources section. So I thank you very much for your attention, and I'll just ask if there's any last questions before I wrap up.
Well, thank you so much, Karen, for spending this time with us and sharing this incredible resource, Project Aspiro. It's sure to make a difference for so many who will benefit from the information and tools that are included on this site.
Thank you, Carrie, very much for your facilitation. I just want to finish up by sharing with everyone who listens to this webinar how critically important you are as family members and friends of individuals who are blind or partially sighted. You are their support network. You are there 24/7 for these individuals, and we who provide services can't thank you enough for the work that you do. So thank you for your support, and let me point out that we hope to keep this as a dynamic website, which means that if you see something missing, you think of a resource, or you think of some additional information you'd like to see shared, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Carrie gave you my email address earlier, kwolffe@austin.rr.com. Please send those resources to me, and I will be very, very happy to see how to get them added into the website. Likewise, if you know of success stories that you'd like to share, let me know, and I will share those with the developers of Project Aspiro so that we can include them on the site. Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future.